They're still trying to work out a temporary truce in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hamas's political leader says they may be getting close to a five-day ceasefire in talks in Qatar.
He says the deal could see Hamas returning hostages in exchange for Israel's release of jailed Palestinians, and more aid would be allowed into Gaza. None of this is confirmed, though. Israel isn't commenting at all right now. Some families of the kidnapped met the Israeli war cabinet in Tel Aviv last night. They're angry. Destroying Hamas is apparently a higher priority than rescuing their loved ones.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. For now, Israel keeps battling Hamas militants near a refugee camp and a hospital in Gaza while on the Lebanon border.
Israeli military says it struck three separate militant cells today, in addition to launching new strikes against military infrastructure belonging to Hezbollah. This comes in response to new anti-tank guided missile attacks and renewed mortar fire.
Fox's Trey Yingston. Israel. There's a manhunt in Colorado for the gunman who police say shot and killed three people and critically wounded another in a property dispute in Custer County. Somebody shot up a Walmart last night in Beaver Creek, Ohio, injuring four people, scaring other shoppers until he ended his own rampage.
The shooter has died. It appears as though he's died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Beaver Creek Police Captain Scott Molnar, we've not been told how badly injured those victims are. Airports are expected to be more crowded today as more Americans travel for Thanksgiving and what the TSA predicts could be the busiest holiday season for air travel. There are hundreds of flight delays, but not many cancellations this morning so far, only 18. The risk for more bad weather, though, in the south. Potential snarled traffic there after storms last night.
Tornadoes struck the town of Cottonwood, Louisiana, where rescue crews needed to pull at least three people from damaged homes. Fortunately, no deaths were reported. Weather experts say more tornadoes could be on the way. 20 million people across the south face a threat of severe weather.
That's Fox's Chris DeMeo. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't miss Provember at Lowe's. Save $80 on a DeWalt combo kit and save $20 on a 5-gallon pail of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams All-Purpose Power Primer. Plus, MVP's members earn 3 times the bonus points on DeWalt and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams products. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts if any. Valid through 11/22, subject to change.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Election day is still 50 weeks away, but the dates are set for the presidential debates in what could be a Biden-Trump rematch.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has set times and places for 3 general election presidential debates next year and 1 vice presidential debate. The presidential debates are scheduled for September 16th in San Marcos, Texas, October 1st in Petersburg, Virginia, and October 9th in Salt Lake City. Vice presidential nominees will debate once on September 25th in Pennsylvania. But there have been objections from both major parties over the formats of debates in recent years, and the Republican National Committee has accused the commission of bias. It's also not yet clear if a third party candidate could qualify, needing to meet a 15% polling requirement. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A new ruling on the 1965 Voting Rights Act. An appeals court decides private individuals and groups do not have the ability to sue under a key provision that prevents or prohibits discrimination. Only the federal government can. Watch what you eat today. There's a fruit recall.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issuing the food safety alert for peaches, plums, and nectarines sold nationwide following an outbreak of listeria that left one person dead and 10 others hospitalized across 7 states. The outbreak traced to HMC Farms of Kingsburg, California, which ordered the voluntary recall of its 2-pound bags of fruit. Listeria infections could be deadly for the elderly or immunocompromised. The CDC is urging people to check their refrigerator for the affected fruits and either dispose of them or return them to the store for a refund. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly. On Monday Night Football, the Eagles win a rematch of the Super Bowl. They lost to the Chiefs. Philadelphia beat Kansas City 21-17. The Eagles have the best record in the NFL, 9-1. The Chiefs now 7-3. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Department of Public Health alerting consumers to an FDA recall of children's cinnamon applesauce pouches. The product may contain elevated levels of lead. There's been at least one confirmed case in the state and at a total of 34 nationwide. The product sold online at chains like Schnucks and Dollar Tree under the brand names Wanabana, Weiss, and Schnucks. Illinois officials releasing preliminary totals of this year's fall firearm turkey hunting season. Hunters in the state harvested a preliminary statewide total of 262 wild turkeys from October 21st to the 29th. The total is less than last year when 267 were harvested. Office of Illinois Attorney General charging two Sangamon County residents with forgery and falsifying information on FOIA card applications submitted to the state. Jasmine Williams and Horatio Crum both face multiple charges. His office claims in 2022, Williams and Crum knowingly forged a FOIA application, then delivered it to the ISP. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. We got a short week. We know you're going to have a few days off, right? Mm-hmm. Right, everybody? I hope so.
Turkey bowling tonight at Pia's after turkey 7.
Bowling.
I still don't know the look, Stevie.
Solier would win turkey bowling.
There you
I'm
go.
Quite sure of that.
Can you shot put that thing, by the way? Will that work? Does that qualify you?
I mean, legal? Why not?
Yeah. All right. Our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you that 1 in 5 people in the United States do not know they have diabetes. If you think you might have some symptoms and want to learn more about prevention and management, visit carl.org.
All right, sir. Meteorologist Greg Sawyer with a look. I know to the south's got some nasty stuff. Touchdowns. Tornado touchdowns in South Louisiana, I think, last night. And also, we got, weather around here. Some light delays. This is probably the busiest day of travel. People are off and out the door today, a lot of them.
Some fog. People need to turn their headlights on. I know you rely on automatic a lot of times, but you need to actually turn them on this morning.
Okay, Mr. Learned One, meteorologist Greg Sawyer, what you seeing here, my friend?
Yeah, it's especially from about Philo, Sydney on east, where some of the fog issues are into play here temporarily as winds are coming around a little more northwest and they're increasing. They're up to 13 miles an hour, Bloomington Normal, and beginning to pick up at Willard and Savoy and back up on the 57 run to about Rantoul. Visibilities are beginning to improve, but they're down to 5/8 of a mile. And Vermilion County right now, a little bit of rain lingering there through Iroquois County up to the Kankakee. A couple of snowflakes as you get west of the Quad Cities. No concern to us around here. A little snow up towards the Dells and Madison this morning. Otherwise, some pretty steady rain running across areas of the western and northern suburban reaches of Chicago, up towards O'Hare, for example. They're in at 43 degrees, and outside of flight traffic itself, should be no big issues. Pretty steady rain and some snow through Michigan, down through Ohio, and of course, things are winding down temporarily, so from the showers and thunderstorms, but around Chattanooga right now, some thundery weather. Get down towards Montgomery, that stuff will flare up over and towards Atlanta for the day today, for that matter, and that's usually a pretty troublesome hub anyway with the traffic this time of the year, so keep an eye on severe weather potential down there for the day today. Around here, a little bit of rain, a little bit of drizzle around some fog east of Champaign County. That's clearing out here the next hour or two as we pick up the west-northwesterly winds, 20 to 30, gusty for the afternoon. Temperatures will basically range through the 40s for the day today. We'll come up a couple degrees, fall a couple degrees with that west wind, as mentioned, with a couple of sprinkles lingering this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, breezy, colder tonight, down to 31. Good looking day tomorrow if you're going to travel locally within a day and a half drive of east central Illinois. 46 with a partly cloudy sky, northwest wind, down to 28 tomorrow night. Sun filled for the day on Thanksgiving Day. Seasonal highs, can't ask for anything better at 48 there. Low to mid 40s over Friday, Saturday. Couple of snowflakes and sprinkles Sunday at 42. A little more December feel around here early next week, but still quiet. Daytime highs near 40 degrees. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Thank you, sir. Political strategist and the Lawfare Project Senior Counsel Gerard Folletti. Did I say that properly, Gerard?
Yeah, good.
Nice to have you on the program from Sarasota, Florida. He's the guy in the south where it's probably nice and... Well, we've had nice weather around here. Amazing weather in central Illinois. We
all good.
Amazing. All right, what did Kevin McCarthy do? He made a stunning admission on Biden impeachment inquiry. What do you know, Gerard?
Well, what we know is that what Kevin McCarthy knows, which the facts are pointing more likely that there's some wrongdoing that requires Biden. We know that Congress has uncovered millions of LLCs that were shells to transfer money to Biden family members. Outrageous behavior in funneling money that came from China and other places.
Jared, we have a little bit of a bad connection. We're hearing about every other word.
I wonder
here.
If you have a different door, a doorway that you could stand under, or if you could hold up some tinfoil or something
tinfoil
there.
On the top of your phone. Anyway, we're hoping a little better connection, Gerard. But so there are things that obviously you can go back to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, money, all these other things. Is there a possibility of an impeachment inquiry still to come?
We're looking at testimony coming from Biden members in December, a few days of Congress in this year, and after that, they will decide whether to move forward with an impeachment inquiry. We may see that come to a vote in January.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got an election coming up. There's about 100 things ahead of impeaching an 81-year-old guy at this point, or 82, whatever he is.
He turned 81 this week.
81 yesterday, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got a zillion things on immigration, crime, inflation. I mean, good golly. So we've got an election ahead. Do you believe it'll be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump?
Well, that's what Biden is still unopposed. It's a little too late for someone to actually primary him. The wild card will be whether RFK Jr. or someone else pulls in a strong third-party showing.
Well, who's that pull from? I'm being told it's more Trump, and I have a hard time believing that. Is that true?
Well, not Trump, but Republicans. Republicans are already divided. There's some never Trumpers out there who are made a clear path to beating Biden. I
Gerard, I apologize. We're going to let you go. We can't really get you on your phone today, but we want to tell people you're with the Lawfare Project. You're the senior counsel. Gerard Floody, have a great Thanksgiving. Hope we can chat again, maybe get a little better connection. We apologize. Thank you so much for being on this morning. Okay, ESPN 93.5. It is 12 after. Let's check your morning sports. We got a little Brent Bielma met the media yesterday.
Okay. Some of us are wondering about Caden Fagan. Did he talk about some of the injuries?
Yeah, he did. Caden goes surgery today.
Right, with the shoulder.
The guy whose name I can't pronounce.
John Anderson and Aiden Loftley also on the knee injury list. Oh, yeah.
He's under surgery tomorrow. So he's done with an ankle.
Gotcha.
They're going to fix Caden Fagan's shoulder. Probably not going to play in the spring.
Right.
But he'll be ready for 2024.
Okay.
Brent Bielma. How about a bowl every year kind of here?
It's a great point. Obviously, I think when we came here, we talked about, being a postseason play every year, and obviously last year being able to achieve it. I wish this year we were at a number where that already happened, but obviously it hasn't. So it's a part of this week, but I think, setting the message last night with our guys to play in a rivalry game, to know what we've done the last 2 years and the streak that they had before that. Every game is what it is. I think this. To have a hat trophy game is kind of a cool thing. I think that's what's really appealing to the Big Ten. So there's a lot of storylines and sublines, but that's obviously a big one as well.
Okay. Brent Bielma, football coach. He said he's got to play great against Northwestern. Northwestern's defeated Wisconsin and Purdue consecutive weeks, two teams we lost to.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we 5.5-point favorite? Apparently, Northwestern is 90th in the country in pass defense. We pass it pretty well. Maybe that's and we're home and we're playing for something. They're already in their bowl game.
We're playing for the Land of Lincoln Trophy.
Is
that a big hat? Is that why you said battle for the hat?
Yeah, I mean, like an Abe Lincoln.
Okay.
I mean, would you be aware? I mean, anyway, that's fine,
right,
kids.
You
share your trophy, that's fine. But, I mean, we kind of want that win to get to a bowl. And it's 24 young men will walk in the middle of the field to say goodbye.
Wow.
Many of which said goodbye last year, but this is the new age of will they or won't they go?
Okay.
So, anyway, we'll see what we can do.
2:30 kickoff.
2:30 kickoff. I think the weather looks pretty doggone good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cold because it's late November.
Yeah.
But, we need to win. This is a big deal for the program. I think it's huge. To extend play and just end on a positive note. But Northwestern is unbelievably, I cannot believe the Northwestern Wildcats off their hazing scandal.
Right.
Where there was actually buzz in Chicago on dropping football.
Now they're talking about the new facility and all that. I mean, who remembers 6 months, 8 months ago?
Because they lost their top donor for that. I mean, right. The guy had $180 million or something, so I thought that was out. Maybe somebody else. Well, it's amazing what winning does.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been with you all the time, man. That's I knew you could do this.
Back on the bandwagon.
Can anybody name the coach at Northwestern? Mm-mm. No idea.
Right.
But obviously, he's talked his way into a great contract and proved his way into a great contract. Good for him.
So, Illinois basketball returns to the State Farm Center on Friday against Western Illinois to close out their six-game home stand. The contest is at 8 o'clock and on the Big Ten Network. Of course, it's always fun to watch the games at Pia's. Lots of prizes and drink specials and food. And again, the turkey bowling after 7 o'clock tonight. People might have been watching the NFL game where Philadelphia beat the Kansas City Chiefs 21-17 and making that sound effect when it comes to the Chiefs and making some catches during the game.
Chiefs receiving core,
the offense seems to struggle. Well,
yeah, and Kelsey fumbled inside the 10, mm-hmm. which is shocking. He never did. Travis Kelsey doesn't do stuff
so
like that.
So where is Taylor in South America?
Taylor is in Rio de Janeiro. So
that a factor?
Time difference wasn't much. I'm sure she was watching. Well, she's probably on stage.
Anyway.
Probably on stage. Yeah, no Taylor Swift sighting last night.
Right.
It's all Donna Kelsey. She's always there. You had both boys playing.
Yes, I know. And as a matter of fact, is it Jace? I can't remember.
Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey,
and
I think.
And used to play for the Chiefs, right? And talked about Andy Reid, or playing for Andy Reid back in the day, the brother. No,
Andy Reid coached in Philadelphia.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. That's how it all makes sense. Green Bay and Detroit for a Thanksgiving game that you might want to take in. I know Tampa Bay is in Indianapolis on Sunday, and the Monday night football will be the Bears in Minnesota. Speaking of Chicago sports, Miami over the Chicago Bulls 118-100, and we'll have the Pacers in Atlanta tonight. That's about it for sports. I know I have some college basketball poll numbers and stuff.
Oh, Purdue won. They're number two team.
That's right.
They beat Gonzaga.
73-63 over Gonzaga. Wisconsin won. So anyway, we're continuing on.
Busey proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers, building trusted relationships that span generations. Last couple of years, Busey's generously donated 20,000 hours. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, it is.
Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service in the communities, and they raise a lot of money. They've contributed over $250,000 to scholarships. Busey associates have raised more than $450,000 through its Pay It Forward Friday's payroll deduction initiative. So if you want information about Busey and their role in our community, you can always go to the Impact Report. That's available online now. They'll talk about corporate sustainability practice, their training, recognition, community development. They have a long list. If interested to learn more or read the report in full, go to Busey.com/impact. Busey.com/impact for over 150 years. It's been Busey, member FDIC. Our weather this morning brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Hey,
and Diane getting ready to go.
The turkey trot is coming our way. It's a 9 a.m. step off with that 1 mile fun run or walk around Crystal Lake Park. Registration and donations to the Youth Scholarship Fund start after 8. And there's prizes at the Lake House after this event. You get these ribbons. It's fun. Enjoy the turkey trot. Details at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and the latest weather system generating some overnight rainfall currently poised over the northern reaches of the state and sliding to the north and east as well. We'll get into a little backspin to this weather system and generate a few sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, ought to be fairly quiet sailing as we move on forward here for the rest of the week and into this Thanksgiving period as well, with the next weather system to perhaps generate a few flakes of snow across the area at some point late in the holiday weekend of no driving or traveling concern. We do see some colder weather, though, with this more or less as it ought to be for early December around these parts, shaping up in the days to come. For the day today, a bit of rain around this morning, a few sprinkles this afternoon, and an afternoon reading stuck into the low to mid 40s on an increasingly gusty northwest wind. Mostly cloudy, breezy, colder tonight, down to 31. Partly cloudy, 46 tomorrow. Sunshine and 48 for Thanksgiving Day. Up to 44 on Friday, 43 Saturday. A couple of sprinkles and snowflakes Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Thank you, Greg. We appreciate the good weather forecast. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Stever we're going to tell you about. If you want a chance to go to Carpet Weavers I've got some money in my pocket, and I'm going to share it with you. That will be coming up next.
Okay.
On ESPN 93.5. It's 7:20. Be right back.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home improvement chain Lowe's was expected to take a hit from the slowdown in the housing market. Its quarter was mixed. Though earnings top forecast, sales at existing stores were down more than 7%. Most of Lowe's business is do-it-yourself projects, and now Lowe's is lowering its forecast for the year. Electric vehicle startup Fisker has lost its second chief accounting officer in less than a month, and the New York Stock Exchange has notified Fisker that it is not in compliance with the rules of the exchange because it failed to file its quarterly numbers on time. The Securities and Exchange Commission is suing crypto exchange Kraken. It is accusing Kraken of operating as an unregulated securities exchange, broker-dealer, and clearing agency. Kraken says it disagrees with the SEC's complaint. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Well, it's my friend Mike Turner. You awake?
I'm awake.
One of the big shots at Carpet Weavers. Okay, Mike. Mike? Michael?
Yep.
Lance?
Yeah.
Lance Lynn?
I know.
That was because you asked for too much money is what I heard. So they had to go to Lance as the backup plan.
$10 million, a one-year deal.
He is a massively competitive human, so there's that. 36 years old. That's not the surprise, right? That's not my.
No. There's more to come. What it's going to be is anybody's guess. But
John Mozeliak seemed to hint yesterday that he lost a bidding war for Aaron Nolan, who's probably the best arm in free agency. He decided to stay in Philadelphia for 7 years, $175 million.
Man,
not bad.
Yeah, and I don't think the Cardinals were really in on Nolan. Like to say things like that to keep the fan base engaged.
Well, the problem with coming off a 91 loss season is there's more cynicism in Cardinal Nation than there's been. And so it's like arms are folded. Now people are going, Lance. Anyway,
yeah,
36. Exactly
right.
Is he going to start? Is he one of my starters? I don't know what the
problem is. I think he's your fifth starter right now is what everything right. I read yesterday. So we'll see. And they made some moves. They let go of Dakota Hudson, who was kind of a backup plan. Jake Woodford was kind of a backup plan. So they got some holes to fill. That kind of filled one of them, and they're hoping for the best out of Lance. Lance was big-time home run prone last year, so hopefully that comes down a little bit.
Yeah, I keep those pitches down a little, Lance. Okay, so it's Mike Turner. We like talking Cardinal baseball. He's is it comptroller? Is that what you are at, Carpet Weavers?
Just controller with an M. So controller is usually related to government positions. Controller is the position.
It's a guy who knows numbers and knows how to add very well. So
there you go.
Mike Turner.
I like that.
Controller. Okay, so we have a deal today from Stever. It is $500 when you spend a minimum of $1,000 at Carpet Weavers. And gosh, Mike, you go in and you can buy that sofa, dining room set. You can buy tile, carpeting.
Yeah.
You guys
absolutely.
Have a lot, and you got people to help you know, decide how it's all going to put together. You got smart people that can help you with colors and stuff.
Absolutely. We're coming off finishing up our picture perfect pet proof sale. I want to make sure I got all those P's in the right order on that one. So we're kind of finishing that one up and closing out the year with a furniture clearance. Our furniture designer and VP went to the High Point Market and figured out some new things that are coming in for us next year. So that'll be stuff to look forward to. A few of those things have already hit some of our stores. I don't think they've been into Champaign yet, but got some new exciting things coming. But the The furniture clearance is going on right now, so come and see us for us, and we'll let you use Steve or Dollars.
Wow, what the
well.
Heck? Hey, you're going to find amazing deals. So you find something for $1,250, you're paying $750. Come
right.
on, man.
And, Mike, sometimes it's that one piece that brings the whole room together, and you'll be ready for company and smiling from ear to ear.
That's right. It'd be tough to get it to you for Thanksgiving. I don't think our delivery guys are pretty booked
okay,
for the next few
gotcha.
Days. But
well,
we can get you taken care of for Christmas.
We want you to get in there because it's Thanksgiving. We'll give you like 10 days instead of 7.
Okay.
So you can go into all next week.
Just get
the process started. Go look around. If you're wanting my money, and please look it up and tell me if anybody else on the planet will give you $500 to Carpet Weavers. Just let me know.
Right.
It's Carpet Weavers. When you spend $1,000, I give you a $500 discount. Good luck. 217.
Carpet Weavers doesn't even do that, Stevie. We got to go to you to get that.
I know.
I like it.
Well aware. I mentioned, no offense, I appreciate Fistful of Dollars, but it's not in there either. I
right.
Looked. So if you want $500 off a minimum spend of $1,000, text in Carpet Weavers, 217-359-2255, and or go to GoSteever.com. It's up there this morning as well. Well, Mike, you have a great Thanksgiving. Appreciate you. And we'll be talking after the weekend. I hope the Illini can win on Friday against Western Illinois in basketball. And dang, we need that win against Northwestern to get to a bowl game, don't we, man?
We definitely do. We've got a lot to play for. Northwestern's already bowl eligible.
That's
so
right.
They just lay down. They'll just lay down, right? I'm sure they'll just lay down.
Yeah, right. We beat them 41-3 last year. They remember
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you, Mike. Thanks for your time.
Have a good Thanksgiving to both of you.
You as well.
Thank you.
Mike Turner, really good Cardinal and Illini fan. And that's Carpet Weavers. And again, $500. Text in if you want a chance at this. $500 when you spend $1,000. And or GoSteever.com, 217-359-2255. So you've got something, I hope, coming up. You know, whether it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever. People mm-hmm. with schedules have to navigate that. So I suggest the first thing you talk about is how bad Biden is. I would just bring that right on up.
Get out.
How can you navigate holiday conversations? We'll talk to a book author who might have some tips on that.
I'm across the table like coughing or something if any politics are brought up.
Nobody brings. You don't want to do that. You love them. It's just.
And then I'm bringing up how great the, you know, turkey looks, and boy, am I hungry, and boy.
Or don't say, I hate Trump. Just don't do it.
Right.
This is a day where you
love. You're really poking the bear. Do you really want to start something? Then start with the politics. There you go.
Okay, so we'll get into how to navigate holiday conversations, how to avoid tensions and arguments. And the greatest of these is love.
Yes.
Remember, love, love,
positivity.
Love, love,
positivity.
Just, it's all, everything's wonderful.
Yes, happy to gather.
Today. Yeah, okay, we'll touch on that next. Glad you're listening. 217-359-2255. All our guests appear on the Tapman's Toy and Phone Line, 728.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley. Black Friday furniture savings start now at Ashley. For a limited time, holiday must-haves are up to 50% off. And as a special thank you to our community heroes, all veterans and active military receive an extra 10% off their in-store purchases. Getting your home ready for the holidays has never been easier. We have financing options for everyone, no matter your budget. Visit your local Ashley store now to shop and save today.
1 minute stations.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne.
your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
I have a fan alert, kind of a sparse fan alert for the game Saturday. If you do have tickets, try and get people to use them. It's a busy weekend.
Absolutely.
In and out of town and everything else. Mm-hmm. We understand students are gone and all that, but
yeah,
try and get people to those games Friday night for basketball, Saturday, of course, for football. All right, ESPN 93.5, 7:30.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there is progress on a hostage release deal.
The final details are being discussed for what would be a five-day ceasefire to stop the fighting on the ground inside Gaza. The leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, said overnight that a truce agreement is approaching. Now, he's in Doha, Qatar, and the Qataris have been working overtime to try to get some sort of agreement together.
Fox's Trey Yanks. Four people are shot and wounded at a Walmart in Beaver Creek, Ohio. No word on a motive.
The shooter has died. It appears as though he's died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police Captain Scott Molnar. Pre-Thanksgiving travel could be rough for millions in the eastern part of the country.
Heavy rain, strong winds, the risk for hail and isolated tornadoes will continue for the central Gulf Coast and the southeast today. Snow and freezing rain could cause issues for parts of the northeast through Wednesday.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Western Illinois University being recognized as the most affordable public university to attend in Illinois this year. Analysis done by Go Banking Rate shows the average annual cost of attending WIU is just over $21,000. The average cost for a public college in Illinois is more than $26,000. Illinois Department of Public Health advising Illinoisans to be safe as they cook Thanksgiving dinner this week. Hosts can protect their guests by following basic food safety steps. This includes keeping hot foods hot, cold foods cold, and properly thawing frozen turkeys before you roast them. Carl Hospital officials say they're seeing a rise in patient care. The reason people are coming the most is respiratory illnesses. Urbana Carl employees said they've been super busy the past 3 weeks, saying the amount of patients have gone up with respiratory illnesses like COVID, RSV, and the flu, bringing folks into the ER. Reminder, a lot of folks on the highways this Thanksgiving travel period, be sure you buckle up and drive safe. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. ESPN 93.5 weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Call Greg Wolf. Get a free copy or assessment for your business. Watts Copy System.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a pretty expansive area of rain from the Great Lakes to the Ohio Valley or on the backside of this weather system for the day-to-day. Gusty northwesterly winds will be settling on in as the day wears on. Temperatures generally ranging through the 40s. A little uptick this morning on readings, a little downward trend on temps this afternoon. The northwest wind on the increase as the day wears on, 20 to 30, and gusty clouds for tonight. Breezy, colder weather will bottom out at 31. We'll get into some November sunshine for the day tomorrow. Dry roads, good visibility is expected within about a day's drive of East Central Illinois, if not a little farther. High temperature up to about 46 degrees with a northwest breeze. Not tomorrow night to 28. Thanksgiving day, lots of sunshine. Temperatures close to seasonal norms. High temperature up around 48 degrees. We'll be in the low to mid 40s for Friday and Saturday. Dry weather expected there.
ESPN 93.5, a reminder, our carpet weavers is at 217-359-2255. If you're interested in that, you can go and get $500 off when you purchase $1,000 minimum. Carpet weavers today, Stever, ESPN 93.5. Christine Miles is on the phone from Philadelphia, PA. Christine, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, author of the critically acclaimed award-winning book, What Is It Costing You Not to Listen? Christine Miles has a list of tips on how to avoid holiday arguments. So I don't walk in saying Biden is awful. I don't walk in with my fist clenched saying, I can't stand Trump. Trump,
right.
Yeah, January 6th, January 6th. So probably don't do that.
You can go over there, the kids' table, you know, not only in the kitchen, in the laundry room. Sit by yourself. You're in timeout, Stevie J.
You know what? I honestly, in all seriousness, Christine, it's kind of sad. In fact, it's really sad.
Yeah.
is that so many people don't look forward to this.
Right.
It's like, oh, boy, they talk all the time.
Yeah.
Right-winger.
Yep.
Conspiracy people. I have to, you know, all of that. And I just suggested 2 Corinthians, the greatest of these is love. So let's love more.
I like the way you think, and not leading with those two openers is also a good idea. But somebody will. That's the problem, right? Somebody might. That's where we get
stuck. Well, what's changed, it's not like, you know, how about George W. Bush? I thought DeKalb's supposed to beat him. Angry birds. It's like, man, you can't live your life like that. It's bad for your health. It's hate is like taking poison, expecting somebody else to die. You can't do that. So it's just to try not to do that, but there's that one over there and that one over there, and they don't, I'm being careful. Oh, yeah. No tiptoeing.
Well, and look, what you do in the morning is very different than what we see on most television now. Think about it. We have one perspective where we're talking at you know, the other party, whatever side you're on, and just making our points. And we're talking to the same people that believe what we believe. And then when we put them together, they talk at each other. So it is kind of, it's what's modeled for us. And it's part of why we're showing up that way versus what you said. Let's talk about what's really going on. And so listening is love. So I'm with you. When you listen to understand, it's an act of love.
Yep. And again, to no matter what you say, man, okay, boy, that's president. It would be a tough job, wouldn't it? Man, that's great. Hey, the weather's been so nice around.
Yeah, there you go. Pivot with the weather or the food in front of you.
So, wow, did anybody want another beef house roll? Because I've got more.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to give you credit because you're being more clever than just changing the subject. You're finding an area that you agree to pivot, and that's what's different. So can we agree that being the president is a tough job? That's probably not an area you're going to get an argument. So that's where the pivot works. If you try to pivot on something you disagree, which is how most people go at conflict management, is let's talk about the thing we disagree about the most, and let's try to figure that out. Instead of what do we have in common, and if we can agree on that, then it's easier to make the shift. So well done. I applaud that.
Thank you. You used to be able to establish a little common ground. Was it Mark Anthony that way back when?
Right.
Just to kind of get people to kind of be on your side,
to
kind of say those things that we all could. You know, it's just like these days, Christine. It feels like, you know, I love America. This is the greatest nation. No, we're not. I mean, what? It's just like what the normal stuff is like. Not even normal anymore. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about it, too. We're living in a different bubble than we used to since COVID. A lot of us we used to go into an office. Now maybe we go in 2 days a week. So we're going from our bedroom to our kitchen to our office. You know, we're not out and having these kinds of conversations as much either. So it's even making us even more kind of split and polarized. And again, that's what's modeled for us. But I absolutely know that we can find common ground. We have to seek to find it. That's the difference. And we're told to listen, not taught. So, and most people struggle with having any kind of difficult conversation. I've made a career out of this. And so I think we need a common language, but we have to change our approach.
So I was at a party inside the last month, and what's happening in Israel and the Palestinians and the whole Jewish and anti-Semitism, all this heavy stuff. And I haven't seen some of these people in years. And this is the last thing I want to talk about. Talk about that,
sure.
Christine, when that sort of thing comes up.
Yeah, well, it is true. It's there's some difficult things going on in the world. And look, I think this is where it's about how do you make that pivot. So, you know, it sounds like these are very important topics that they can weigh heavily. Is it all right if we change the subject? It's a lot for me. I just this isn't the time I'm ready to have that conversation.
Okay.
It's okay to say that.
Okay.
But we have to acknowledge what's said first, and that's what we miss. We just, you know, we have to understand the other person's point of view and help them feel okay about wanting to shift the subject. So we're trying to find common ground. That's part of what we're trying to do. But the subjects are very heavy, and gun violence and all kinds of things that are coming up. So It doesn't feel like light times.
Okay, I've got another one. This is a great topic for me, Christine. When it comes to family members who are struggling, and then there's other family members who are doing great, and you know you don't want them to appear to be bragging, and you don't necessarily, but you'd like to kind of help out these other relatives and hear about you know their life, but talk about that one, please.
So if I get you, there's some guilt there, right? Like the haves and the have-nots, and how far do you go? Yeah, you look, this is a teenage dilemma too, I believe, because emotions and anxiety are so high and the mental health crisis is increasing. So what we think about is that we have to fix other people's problems. And when in reality, when we just bear witness to the feelings they have, that's a gift in and of itself. That's a solve. So I think when you're curious and you, again, seek to understand what's going on, it's not about you making it better for them. It's about you just being with them in that moment and making sure that you're really curious about their lives. That's a gift in and of itself.
Okay.
It solves a lot of problems. Yeah, we're not responsible to fix other things, but we can certainly listen and show caring and love. Listening's an act of love.
You know, yeah. What would really make a person stand out today, and it sounds kind of funny to say this, but eye contact, two ears open, and kindness. And man, that's not that common. Because I got a phone right here, and I got to show you something. And I got the phone down. Oh, somebody's texting me. Because of COVID, we're evolving to isolation, which is the worst thing a human could be.
Absolutely. And then we're not better for it when we show up in the world. This was probably 2 months ago. I was in a parking lot of a grocery store and there was a woman in her 80s. Her door was open. She had her car wasn't running. And I tried to get three people to help get a jump for her. Nobody would help me. She thought I was Mother Teresa because I said, oh, how about if I just sit with you until your daughter comes? And she was, and we are busy and we are divided and we're not slowing down. So that's the act that we got to get back to. And I think we will, but we have to be intentional about it. We're losing sight of that because of the isolation. It's easy to blame other people, but there's been an impact to all of us.
Yeah. So back to Thanksgiving, no matter what somebody says, even you know it's not true, that's the problem. We're on a kind of a war on truth. Their truth is just... Mark Twain once said, no matter how much evidence you show, you're never going to convince an idiot. It's just, what are you going to do? We're at a point where it's like you can't sometimes even have a conversation. So it does have to be about the weather. It does have to be about your eyes look great, and I love what you did to your hair. Because you can't talk because they're going to say something that just isn't, I can show you it's not factual. But with their heart of hearts, they think you're a liar. It's a weird time.
Yeah, Well, especially if we're trying to change their minds. So here's the perspective I come from. I don't know everything. And so I assume I'm not the smartest person in the room. And so if somebody's talking about something that I don't understand, I at least want to understand their perspective so I have a broader view of what other people are thinking, even if I don't agree with it. Because some learning comes from that, right? Maybe there's something I didn't know that person will teach me. So I think that if we embrace it rather than fight it so much, we'd be in a different place. It's kind of almost like we're so politically correct now that we don't talk about anything at work. I think that's we got to start talking about things. We have to have conversations in a respectful way, but we need to start having those conversations.
And I think I think the difference is transcends. I don't agree with your perspective as opposed to your thoughts go to that's simply not right. That's not true. That fact is wrong. Your baseline is wrong, but you can't argue on their baseline because your baseline's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's right. So we talk at each other rather than with each other.
Yeah. So I go back to the original love. Kindness, love, caring,
and
empathy.
A text in from somebody saying they've got some, you know, games planned, some turkey trivia and the like. So that'll keep things light.
That's right.
Yeah, there's all kinds
of
things like that.
Somebody will always break the rules. So, you know, that's what we're fighting against is having the best laid plans and realizing how do we adjust in the moment. So do something counterintuitive rather than fight it. Just say, tell me more.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Christine Miles, Christine, Christine, Miles. Thanks for sitting with the 80-year-old. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What is it costing you not to listen? Where can we buy your book?
All the major outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, it's available. And you can find us at thelisteningpath.com.
Okay. We're getting some texts in.
Okay.
Brian says, just keep asking questions until you drive them to the absurdity of their opinion. I guess you could do that. But
here's someone that suggests we just start drinking early.
Well, that may cause more problems.
Yeah, no.
Self-medication is another issue.
Do not think that's a good idea. Christine Miles, thanks for being on. Happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much.
I bet you. My pleasure. ESPN 93.5 from Philadelphia this morning. Very nice lady.
Has a turkey fryer in the garage and could always bail on what's happening inside and head to the man cave. I like that idea.
Kindness, love, do your best. Don't instigate and certainly don't retaliate.
You know, that's all conversation stuff. What are we wearing? I like to keep it comfortable and with a elastic waistband because I'm going to be eating a little more.
Jason Epperson at CU Church has sweatpants
Sunday. Yes, yes.
And that's this Sunday. So I would suggest your Thanksgiving, unless it's something unique, heck yeah, comfy.
Yeah.
You get in the comfy. Remember, you're on the couch watching a football game at some point.
Yep.
And you don't care about the football game, but it's
That's
kind
Green Bay and Detroit, it looks like.
Yeah, three games, I think.
Didn't
three.
It used to be Bears and Detroit?
No, never, ever anybody, but absolutely the Lions, absolutely the Cowboys.
Gotcha.
The Cowboys host the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
The first game is always 11 o'clock with the Lions hosting this week.
Gotcha.
Green
See,
Bay.
I only noted Green Bay because that's my local favorite, but everybody's all over
the
place.
Then we got a night game, too. I don't know. We have a Black Friday game, first time in NFL history.
Oh, wow.
There's a game Friday in the NFL. It's Miami and somebody.
Okay, and Sunday we have Tampa Bay and Indy, and then Monday night is the Bears in Minneapolis. So
and now it's like the Bears are at a point where it's like you even want them to win, right? You get a better draft pick.
Right.
Because you know they're not going to make the playoffs. So, yeah, it's hard when your team is not doing well and you don't have much hope for this year, but you look to the future.
It looks like the Steelers have fired their offensive coordinator, Matt
Canada. I'm telling you what, in the good old days, a coach made the season.
Yeah.
It's just
now it's
you might not make a game.
Sorry.
It's
your excuse.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and too bad about the Kansas City Chiefs missing some key catches, especially at the end of the game yesterday with Philadelphia coming out on top 21-17. For our Illini, I know Kagan Fagan's shoulder surgery has been trending and some of the other injuries that we'll have coming into that game against Northwestern at 2:30 on Saturday in that battle for the hat, the Land of Lincoln trophy. So we're hoping everybody shows up. It looks like they have some good promotions and things like that when I went to fightingillini.com. So we'll look forward to, getting there early. And, there's my basketball tab too. I mean, there's just so much going on Friday in Western Illinois at 8 o'clock,
and Saturday calling now for 40 degrees, which is about 10 degrees better than we thought 3 days ago.
Uh-huh.
So trending warmer for the game. And again, do you think Johnny Newton is gonna let us lose this game? No, come on, man.
Right.
Come on, man. He's not going out losing to Northwestern. Let's go.
Our 117th meeting between Illinois and Northwestern, and Illinois leads the all-time series 57, 54, and 5, winning the last two games. Last year, it was like 41-3, so there's that.
I was there at one of the five.
Okay.
It was a tie.
I see.
I think it was 1976.
Okay.
0-0.
Man, boy, that's rough.
Was that fun? And the game ended. Okay. People walked out of the stadium, and the scorekeeper didn't have to touch his button. It was 0-0. I was there.
It says the contest will be joined by Illinois football all-time greats Whitney Marcellus and Rashard Mendenhall.
Both great careers.
There. Yeah. And that galloping ghost makes you... I know I've stuck around between the third and fourth quarter for that freaky fast 77-yard dash presented by Jimmy Johns.
I'm not sure anybody on the track team could beat the guy straight up. He has to give the guy a head start now because he's winning everything, and Jimmy John was never giving away a sandwich.
Yeah.
Supposed to get Jimmy John for a year, which I presume is what, a sandwich a week or something?
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly could never do Jimmy John's for a year all you want, because that'd be a problem, because somebody's going to eat something five times a day. So anyway, it's a cool promotion, and the guy they have running, if they're two of them, I guess, fast.
Yeah.
Really fast.
And it looks like, of course, everybody's shopping into this weekend. And if you spend $200 at the Game Day Spirit, Grange Grove, inside Memorial Stadium, you've got $60 back to spend a little later. Ooh. So that's cool, too.
All right. Dr. Todd Likens coming up to Pet Pro in just a moment. Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a pretty expansive area of rain from the Great Lakes to the Ohio Valley or on the backside of this weather system for the day to day. Gusty northwesterly winds will be settling on in as the day wears on. Temperatures generally ranging through the 40s. A little uptick this morning on readings, a little downward trend on temps this afternoon. The northwest wind on the increase as the day wears on, 20 to 30, and gusty. Clouds for tonight, breezy, colder weather will bottom out at 31. We'll get into some November sunshine for the day tomorrow. Dry roads, good visibility is expected within about a day's drive of East Central Illinois, if not a little farther. High temperature up for about 46 degrees with a northwest breeze. On tomorrow night to 28. Thanksgiving Day, lots of sunshine. Temperatures close to seasonal norms. High temperature up around 48 degrees. We'll be in the low to mid 40s for Friday and Saturday. Dry weather expected there. Sunday, a couple of snowflakes, maybe a few sprinkles up to 42, and a more or less December feel around here with daytime readings close to 40 for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Always a pleasure on Tuesday. Catch up with Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby, veterinarian. Boof is up and running the day I hear Boofer. Hey, Boofer!
Yeah. Yeah, he just relaxed. He says he's been yelling at me to answer the phone, so I did.
That's so funny. That doggy is really something. And it's one of your daddies, right? I mean, he's produced a lot of puppies.
He's one of the dads.
Yeah.
He's a working man, too. He has two jobs.
All right, Dr. Todd, we got Thanksgiving coming up in 2 days. We've talked about turkey. We've talked about the bones. Talked about the grease. Grease is bad for doggies, right?
Yep, and I will be here Friday just to take care of those cases because, you know, even though people try, it's amazing. Through the years, I've had many a dog you think you put it away, and they go out and open the bag and get into it. And next thing you know, you got pancreatitis and vomiting and diarrhea, and you're wondering why you did it.
Well, so, and don't forget, there are some wonderful, loving pets that can actually jump on your counter and bring it down. So,
yes, too. Here's something. I had somebody the other day, their dog ate chicken bones, and there are certain types of things you do not want your dogs to vomit back up because they can, like, bones are sharp and they can perforate the esophagus. So, anyway, I did the at-home remedy, dog peroxide, and all this other stuff. Do not make your dog vomit unless the veterinarian's told you it's okay to do it. You know, there's places you can call. and get advice. So
okay.
So if I get a little inside turkey that doesn't have much grease and maybe pat it down a little bit, is that better than the skin, I guess?
Yeah. The lower fat's better. You know, when we got diarrhea, we'll talk about feeding, you know, hamburger or chicken and rice. And I always say, don't fry it. You boil it to take the fat out. That helps. Easier on the tummy.
Is that a universal, dogs and cats, just no grease?
Especially in upset tummy situations. Yeah, I mean, they can handle it, but it's like too much. It's just like the marrow bones and things. Some dogs just can't handle that.
I just can't. I just can't not flashback. Theodore was our first dog, 1987, and he was a golden retriever, and somehow got one of those round steak bones that fit between his tooth and trapped his tongue.
Get
his tongue out. And so we went to the U of I late at night, and he's over in the corner, and they're talking about we hadn't had him fixed yet. This is early on in our dog career, Todd. We didn't know anything. So, okay, do we want to just get him fixed while we have to put him under to get the bone out? And all of a sudden in the corner, he got the bone out himself after he heard about the plan. He's
like, I'm good. Let's go.
We're all good.
Let's go for a ride now.
So, always a good conversation to have.
Be careful, all that stuff. Okay, you're booked. I know you're pounded for Thanksgiving, but next week people can think Christmas and maybe getting dogs washed before then.
Yeah, we're probably going to be having some still got slots for Christmas. It's booked out at the holiday time of year.
Yeah, right.
And today and tomorrow, I think we might be able to do some baths on Friday. But it's a busy time of year. You know, clean dogs for the holidays is another one of the slogans I'd like to have.
Yeah.
So,
you got a Dalmatian plantation, my friend. That's what Todd has. You're obviously at home for Thanksgiving, correct? Because who's taking care of the dogs?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a day off.
So what do the dogs do when they smell the turkey? What happens? They go nuts. boofing. All of them are boofing.
At our dining table, you got to have room for the peanut gallery to sit around and watch you eat.
They're all
that's
sitting
hilarious.
Thinking that I'll be the good one that gets it because I'm behaving.
it's a video that's worth watching when you watch Gina stand there with 17 dogs all around her waiting their turn. And they'll sit there patiently until their name's called.
Isn't that something? Is that right? They really sit there patiently?
Oh, yeah, I've got videos of it.
You don't have a hog ball? You don't have a ball hog that wants to all of it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the smart ones will start on one side, and then they'll once they get their cookie, they'll run around the back and go to the other
Smarties.
Side. And she rewards them for the being smart like that.
Okay, very clever.
Using deduction and understanding how it works.
We all look alike. I'm going to go from the front to the end and get two.
They don't even know my name. Todd, we appreciate it. How can people connect with you?
Hey, give us a text to the Ideal Way, 217-355-5051, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving, yep. Todd. Thank you so much. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
Pets do so much in our life. It's just, I've always thrown scraps to the dog.
But why can't we be like that? Why can't we be like the dog? I'm serious. Happy to see you. Understanding, listening, they don't really talk, kind of, if you know their language.
The unconditional love of a pet.
I think it's God's example of unconditional love through dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've never seen you before.
Right.
You've been gone for half an hour, and this is the first time in their life. Can't humans do that?
Mm-hmm.
Can't we somehow pull from within and say, I'm going to love on people that much? I'm going to actually be excited to see them, compliment them. Yeah, you stand on both legs and lick them. And not lick them. But you know what I mean? Be like a dog.
Right.
Isn't it interesting that God reverses dog? I mean, I think it is.
Oh, wow.
I just think that.
Thank you for that.
The doggies show you unconditional love, which is what we all seek. Right?
Yes.
So let's be like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Going to break for the news and come back. Glad you're listening. 217-359-2255 to reach us. The Steve Roffer program where I give you my money. $500 to Carpet Weavers. When you spend $1,000, you can qualify by texting in Carpet Weavers to 217-359-2255.
This is WSJK Champaign, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, back with more in our final hour of Tuesday. That's coming up next, 7:59.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Holidays are happening now at Merrill Norman. Eligible shoppers receive their new gift with purchase, including four travel-friendly skin brightening products from the top-selling Brilliant C system. Shop while supplies last at Merrill Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign. Free with purchase of two or more Merrill Norman cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merrill Norman cosmetics studios only. Limit one per customer. Owner can reserve the right to modify the gift if necessary. Promotion is not available. We're